Station.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The man accused in a string of targeted hit and runs is facing three new charges. One of those cases, a crash you first heard about here on KSL News Radio. Our own Becky Bruce has the latest.
The new charges filed today from Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill involve two crashes, but three victims. One of those three is the story you heard first from KSL News Radio. It involved a hit-and-run crash into a woman on T Street in the Avenues, caught on a doorbell camera video and obtained by KSL. When we first reported it, police had not yet confirmed a connection to the suspect on FOM.
FOM faces a total of 9 counts of attempted murder. Well, he boasted of his involvement with ISIS, but today, an 18-year-old from Idaho pleaded not guilty to charges he was plotting attacks against local churches. Alexander Scott Mercurio will face federal terrorism charges. The FBI says this 18-year-old was arrested the day before he planned to attack a church in Coeur d'Alene with flame-covered weapons, explosives, knives, a machete, a pipe, and ultimately, firearms. A jury trial is now scheduled for May 28th. The Chad Daybell trial is off to a slow start. Prosecutors today going over every detail from the day that J.J. Vallow's body was discovered.
The same first witness from yesterday on the stand again today. Rexburg Police Detective Ray Hermosillo went through how they found J.J.'s body by a tree in Daybell's backyard. He also talked about the autopsy, discovering the boy in red pajamas with duct tape around his head, arms, and legs.
Several layers of duct tape from his arms.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis tells Utah's New News the prosecution is taking their time.
It's not as forceful as it was with Lori's case for whatever reason. They seem more subdued and really more of sort of plodding along. It's taking much longer than I would have expected.
Inside the courtroom today, Larry Woodcock, JJ's grandfather, has cried several times. Daybell himself broke his stoic pose several times, wincing. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Early this afternoon, we got word Southern Utah University had delivered the all clear after an evacuation and a search of the campus and the lockdown. Quick action taken following a threatening phone call this morning and reports of gunshots. There were none. Instagram is going to automatically blur any nude photos sent via direct message. They say they're testing out a new tool to help protect young people and combat sexual extortion. The threat is subsiding at Panguitch Lake. State engineer Everett Taylor says the dam holding back the lake seems to be holding up. They're now addressing the leaks with a three-pronged approach.
The first was to continue releasing water from the reservoir to draw the reservoir down and take the pressure off of this area. Again, it's 2 to 5 feet below the top of the dam.
The second tactic involved cutting the ice sheet to take away some of the pressure. Third, using boulders to stabilize a portion of the dam that was tipping. This is still a level 2 emergency out of 3. And residents in Panguitch have been told to be ready to quickly evacuate. We're not hearing many kind words about O.J. Simpson today. His family announced his death this morning. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the former football star, was accused and acquitted in the murders of his ex-wife and her boyfriend. Simpson's former house guest, Kato Kaelin, who served as a witness in the 1995 murder trial, issued a video statement that does not focus on Simpson.
To the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson, may we always cherish her memories. Nicole was a beacon of light that burned bright. May we never forget her.
Kaelin also expressing his condolences to Simpson's children. O.J. Simpson was 76. He died of cancer. Former President Trump has lost another attempt to delay his New York hush money trial. Jury selection is expected to begin on Monday. The former president facing charges that he falsified business records to cover up a long-denied affair from voters. FBI Director Christopher Wray today warning lawmakers in the nation's capital of the elevated level of threats to Americans due to the unrest in the Middle East.
As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once.
Ray's warning comes as the Pentagon continues to monitor threats between Iran and Israel.
We're certainly monitoring the situation closely. I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not going to get into specific intelligence.
Major General Pat Ryder says the U.S.'s commitment to Israel's security is ironclad. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
If you see smoke coming from Ogden Bay tomorrow morning, it's a controlled burn. Fire crews are burning those evil phragmites starting at 9. They say the smoke will be visible in Box Elder, Salt Lake, Davis, and Weber counties. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mies.
And it is emergency traffic. A multiple vehicle crash with possible injuries. Eastbound I-80 at I-215's West Belt. Those right lanes are blocked and you do have delays. Not quite back to 5600 West, but these are stop and go speeds. Our other hot spot is a hazmat situation sitting on the freeway southbound I-15 at the south interchange, the I-215 junction blocking a right lane of travel. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 506 coming this fall. America